கோயில் சங்கம் வழங்கும் ஆயுதம் நிகழ்ச்சி.
Time now for Gospel and Scripture with Brother Len on Golden Guide.
As the world looks upon me, as I struggle along, say I have nothing, but they are so wrong. In my heart I'm rejoicing, how I wish they could see.
From the people of God, welcome to this program, Golden Guide. The scripture says, there is a way which seems right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death or destruction. From Proverbs chapter 14, verse 12. So therefore, we need the Golden Guide.
Mga kaibigan at mga kapatid, magandang umaga na naman sa ating lahat. Nandito na naman ang ating palatuntunang ginintuang gabay sa English Golden Guide. At sa aking dayalik na Cebuano, Bulawanong Giya. Salamat sa Panginoong Diyos, mga kaibigan. Sa buong linggo, pinag-ingatan tayo dito sa New Zealand, pati ng ating mga mahal sa buhay, kahit sa ang sulok ng mundo. Sa umagang ito, bago tayo magpatuloy, maganda magdasal muna tayo, mga kaibigan. Panginoong Diyos, salamat sa umagang ito. Salamat sa Banal na Espiritu ang siya na namang magliwanag sa aming kaisipan upang maintindihan namin ang iyong layunin, ang iyong mga banal na salita. Panginoong Diyos, salamat. Wala po kaming magagawa kung wala iyong tulong. Kailangan namin ang iyong tulong. Ito aking dalangin, Ama, sa umagang ito. Sa pangalan na iyong bugtong nanak na aming tagapagligtas, aming Panginoong Hesukristo. Amen. At kaugalian naman natin, mga kaibigan, meron tayong mga kilala din na nagdiwang sa kanilang karawan, no? We have a speaker, so this is her second time on the air by phone. Salamat sa umagang ito, mga kaibigan. Before we proceed, maybe Sister Charmin, she is preparing now for her message. So before she will give her message, so let us play this song, the title, Happy Birthday Mahal kay Ma'am Gloria Belen. Sa lahat ng nagdiwang sa inyong karawan, sa inyo tong lahat, mga kaibigan, advance happy birthday kapag mag-birthday ka sa sunod na mga araw. At nakalipas, belated happy birthday. And Mana Flavia, belated happy birthday sa iyo. Sa lahat ng nagdiwang sa inyong karawan, no, sa inyo tong lahat, happy birthday mahal kay Ma'am Gloria Belen. Pakinggan mo na natin, mga kaibigan at mga kapatid. Ito na. Okay, mga kaibigan, sa lahat ng nagdiwang sa inyong karawan, belated, kapag nakalipas, kapag sunod na mga araw, advance happy birthday, kapag itong araw na ito, nagdiwang ka, happy birthday sa iyo, God bless you, more birthdays to celebrate, with good health, God bless you and all your loved ones. Ang Diyos magpapala sa iyo, kapatid. At isunod natin ang ating gospel song, I Want to Know You More by Gigi Abelia. Pakinggan muna natin, mga kaibigan at mga kapatid.
That's when the breeze begins to blow.
Salamat sa Panginoong Diyos, mga kaibigan. Napakinggan natin ang ating gospel song, I Want to Know You More by Ma'am Gigi Villa. And Inday Robean, dyan sa Liti, Pilipinas. Happy birthday, Day. God bless you. And sa lahat ng nagdiwang sa inyong karawan, God bless you all. At salamat sa umagang ito, no? Hello, Sister Charmin.
Hello, Brother Lynn and Jenny.
Okay, good morning to you in Australia. There in Australia, good morning to you. As, sa lahat at to all our viewers and listeners on this program, Golden Guide. So you can go ahead, Sister Charmin. The microphone is yours.
Thank you, Brother Lynn.
Okay, bye-bye.
Good morning.
Bye-bye. Sorry, you're welcome. Thank you. Okay, proceed.
Good morning, brothers and sisters. If you'd like to read with me today while I'm doing this, I'm going to read from Genesis 28, verses 10 to 17. I remember there was a time after immigrating to New Zealand when I felt lonely, lost and isolated. It felt to me that Jesus stayed behind in South Africa and he had forsaken me. Because when I was in New Zealand, it didn't feel like Jesus was with me anymore. It's only after I picked up my Bible and spent time with God alone, intentionally focusing on Jesus, reading his word, and not focusing on my surroundings or my emotions, that I started to hear from God again. And as he was speaking to me through his word by the Holy Spirit, it was during that time of solitude that I felt the presence of God. And I realized that I actually believed a lie about Jesus. He had never forsaken me, and he was always with me. I was never alone, because Jesus said, God is with me at all times.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
And in today's Bible story, we're going to read about Jacob, who also felt alone and isolated in the Old Testament. He also thought God wasn't with him anymore, especially after he fled from his father's house because he had stolen from his brother through deception. And Jacob was a son, just to give you some background again, and I know it's an old familiar narrative, but it's just nice to reflect back on it and see where it's coming from. Jacob was the son of Isaac and Rebekah. And Jacob was born as the second of a set of twins. And during the birth of Esau and Jacob, as Jacob followed Esau out of the womb, well, obviously he was first, out of his mother's womb, Jacob grabbed Esau's heel, and he was named Jacob, according to Genesis 25:26. Jacob means deceiver or sip planter. And sip planter refers to someone who takes or attempts to take the rightful place of another, as illustrated by Jacob, who acquired his birthright and blessings from his twin brother Esau through deception. Esau complained to his dad Isaac and said to him in Genesis 27 verse 36, "Isn't he rightfully named Jacob? This is the second time he has taken advantage of me. He took my birthright, and now he's taken my blessing." Jacob taking Esau's birthright and blessing caused Esau to hold a grudge against Jacob, and he planned to kill Jacob after the passing of his father, Isaac. Rebekah, Jacob's mother, heard of Esau's avenging and warned Jacob. And Jacob then fled to Haran to live with his uncle Laban. And it is from here that today's reading continues when Jacob fled. And let's read together Genesis 28, verses 10 to 17. And I am using the NIV translation. Jacob left. I'm going to read now from the Word of God. Jacob left Beersheba and set out for Haran. When he reached a certain place, he stopped for the night because the sun had set. Taken one of the stones there, he put it under his head and lied down to sleep. He had a dream in which he saw a stairway resting on the earth. With its top reaching the heaven, and the angels of God were ascending and descending on it. There above it stood the Lord and said, I am the Lord, the God of your father Abram, and the God of Isaac. I will give you and your descendants the land on which you are lying. Your descendants will be like the dust of the earth, and you will spread out to the west and to the east, to the north and to the south. All peoples on earth will be blessed through you and your offspring. I am with you, and I will watch over you wherever you go. I will bring you back to this land, and I will not leave you until I have done what I promised you.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
When Jacob woke up from his sleep, he thought, surely the Lord is in this place, and I was not aware of it. He was afraid and said, how awesome is this place? This is none other than the house of the house of God. This is the gate of heaven. Before we start to speak, I just want to, let us just pray together. Father God, thank you for this great opportunity that we can worship you, glorify your name. Even though we're not sitting together in one building, that we can do it in our houses and look up to you, knowing you are next to us, around us, and all over us, Lord Jesus. And Lord, without you, we're absolutely nothing. Lord Jesus, thank you for everything that you do for us. Thank you for the blessings you bestow on us, although we don't always appreciate it or see it. And thank you for the greatest blessing of giving us salvation and be graceful towards us as sinners. Lord Jesus, as we're going through this message today, let your word be heard. Let your message come clear. And let us learn more about who you are and how graceful you are towards us as mankind. Lord Jesus, I invite you into each and everyone's house as you are. Lord Jesus, we love you, we honor you, and we worship your holy name. Amen. Reflecting back on Jacob's story,
thank you, Lord.
I can only imagine the emotions Jacob felt as he ran away from his father's house and his familiarity, the surroundings that he was so known to. Because he's going to the unknown, he must have felt fear, loneliness, and isolation. However, Jacob had a significant dream that would become the most crucial turning point in his life. In Jacob's dream, he saw a stairway between heaven and earth, which is the center point of this passage, as God reveals himself and shows how actively involved he is in fulfilling his covenant and the promises to redeem humanity through Jesus Christ. So then a stairway symbolizes, firstly, access to heaven. After the fall, when sin entered the world through Adam, God withdrew from humanity in the sense that mankind had no personal access to God as to what Adam and Eve had before the fall. Remember how they can just walk up to God and they sat together. That's not no more anymore. It did not, and also it did not mean when God withdrew that he turned his back on humanity, leaving them alone. No, it meant that humanity had no direct personal access to God as they had before. In the same way, Jacob might have believed that God was far away in heaven, and that God wanted nothing to do with him because of what he has done. Then Jacob had a dream, and in this dream, he saw a stairway revealing that there was access and interaction between heaven and earth. Jacob realized that God is closer to him and humanity than he ever believed. I do some reading, and I actually love what Charles Spurgeon, one it's a good writer about theology, so I do like reading what he says. Anyway, he wrote, "The God of Bethel is a God that does concern himself with the things of earth. It's not a God who shuts himself up in heaven, but a God who has a ladder fixed between heaven and earth. That means there's always interaction. The stairway manifests and foreshadows the fulfillment of Jesus, who would become the connection between God and humanity. Through Jesus' incarnation, his death and his resurrection, Jesus becomes the living bridge who brings salvation to those who believe in him. It means that our only access to God is through Jesus. Jesus said in John 14:6, no one comes to the Father except through me."
Amen.
Therefore, the incarnation of Jesus is how heaven comes to humanity, through whom God, in his grace, restored the relationship between God and humanity. And this, humanity has access to heaven. Jesus is our ladder, our way into heaven. And even in John 14:6, Jesus said, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me."
Amen. Thank you,
Lord. If you really know me, you will know my Father as well. From now on, you know him and have seen him. Jacob's stairway mirrors and represents Jesus as the ultimate fulfillment of the ladder, the link between heaven and earth. As Jesus clearly stated in John 1:51, "Very truly I tell you, you will see heaven open and the angels of God ascending and descending on the Son of Man." It means the stairway represents God's grace reaching down to humanity through Jesus, who serves as the mediator between God and us. The stairway, therefore, emphasizes our salvation is God's initiative, it's not ours. And the second point I want to make is, God reveals himself and affirms his covenant with Jacob. We read in verses 13-14, "There above it stood the Lord and said, I am the Lord, the God of your father Abram and the God of Isaac. I will give you and your descendants the land on which you are lying. Your descendants will be like the dust of the earth, and you will spread out to the west and to the east, to the north and to the south. All peoples on earth will be blessed through you and your offspring." The same God who appeared to Abram and Isaac personally appears to Jacob in this dream, or in his dream. God promised the land on which Jacob is lying to him and his descendants, and which is connected directly to the Abram covenant and to Isaac. And God said to Isaac in Genesis 26:3, he said, "Stay in this land for a while, and I will be with you and will bless you. For to you and your descendants, I will give all these lands and will confirm the oath I swore to your father Abram." Therefore, God declares continuity of his plan to bless all nations through this lineage of Abram, Isaac, and Jacob. The dream explains that God's covenant with Abram passed on to Isaac and to Jacob, and ultimately leading to Jesus, revealing God's unwavering commitment to work across generations to fulfill his promises. And then the third one is God's faithfulness. In verse 15, God said to Jacob, "I am with you and will watch over you wherever you go.
Amen.
And I will bring you back to this land. I will not leave you until I've done what I have promised you. Here, God promised to be present with Jacob and to protect him, and to all of God's promises were fulfilled. God had not just sent his angel to protect Jacob. Instead, God declared that he is with Jacob, that he will protect Jacob, and he will journey with Jacob. And it's also describing God's blessing of being present with Jacob throughout his life. This dream became a life-changing experience for Jacob. As Jacob might have thought, his life was falling apart after deceiving his father and mother. He was a man on the run, and he might have felt alone, fearful, and isolated. Yet, the God of his grandfather Abraham and his father Isaac appeared to him, reaffirming God's covenant with him. It clearly shows us, it doesn't matter what we do in life, God will fulfill his promises through us, regardless of the hardship we experience or when we're sometimes running away. God will use it through his will. You can see this in Jacob's life. Though God promised to be with Jacob, he himself continued to experience difficulties and betrayal, such as when he asked to marry Rachel, which was given Leah as his wife. Yet, it did not stop God, for through the lineage of Jacob's son, Judah, God fulfilled his promise to send a Savior to redeem humanity. Also, when Jacob woke up or woke from his sleep, he acknowledged that God was in that place. Jacob placed great emphasis on a particular place where he believed God was present. Jacob was wrong. Yes, God was there, but he was wrong. And it was unspiritual to think God is only present in a specific location. If God was not present with Jacob on his journey to protect him, how would God fulfill his promise of a Messiah? Whereas King David understood that God is everywhere, since he asked in Psalm 139, verse 7, "Where can I go from your spirit? Where can I flee from your presence?" The big idea in Jacob's story is that the promise God made to Jacob was not a one-off event, but part of God's larger plan of redemption for humanity, woven throughout the Old Testament and pointing to the coming of Jesus, our Savior. Reflecting on Jacob's dream deepens our understanding of how grateful we are to God for the salvation we received as a gift from God.
Thanks for listening.